A third Red Deer City Councilor has entered the mayoral race. Four-term Count. Cindy Jeffries announced this week she will challenge fellow councilors Lawrence Lee and Victor Dorkson for council's top job along with John Gallagher, Sean Burke and Gareth Scott. Jeffries said she considered her decision after much reflection and was convinced by the opportunity provided as the city's leader. Red Deer seems to be almost getting into the realm of really good things happening and it just seems to need a little push to get there, said Jeffries, who served three terms from 2004 to 2013 and successfully ran again in the 2021 election. We have been standing still a little sometimes. I think I could help with advocacy for our community, championing the good things that are happening here and provide that kind of leadership within our city and with other orders of government, the province and the feds. Jeffries said the strength of Red Deer has always been that it is a community built on cooperation. To me, Red Deer has always been a community where great connections make things happen. As I look at what is happening in the community right now, I think there are pockets of fantastic things happening, with lots of energy and enthusiasm. I think we need to continue to build on that and celebrate some of those things. Building those things and welcoming the entrepreneurship in this community is really important. Council has made important strides in the current term, including the creation of an economic development committee that has come forward with a strategy on boosting the community's prosperity and well-being. When we look at the direction coming from there, I think there is great energy, opportunity and willingness to do things together, recognizing that one body can't be responsible for it all. Working together will make us much stronger. That same collaborative approach will help the city address other challenges, such as housing and shelter, and downtown redevelopment, she added. Downtowns in most communities have been affected by the challenges posed by addiction, homelessness, as well as the aftereffects of the pandemic, which altered work and retail habits. A reinvigorated downtown will likely be different than those of 30 years ago, she said. Jeffries said her council experience, as well as 9 years prior as a public school trustee, including six as chair, has proven her ability to work collaboratively and she looks forward to bringing that to the mayor's chair. Council has been open about the financial challenges the city is facing and Jeffries believes it is on the right track by emphasizing the need to rebuild reserves and address the pressing financial demands. I was part of rebuilding those reserves back in the 2000s and we made some tough decisions around tax increases then. It was kind of the same situation in the past year. I don't like double-digit tax increases. For me, a slow and steady increase, if needs be, is more my style. But we definitely have some challenges and problems to solve. Generating more economic and business development is the best way to promote growth. That growth creates a community that will have the jobs to keep young people in Red Deer and attract newcomers. The post-COVID slowdown in growth and reductions in provincial funding have contributed to today's financial difficulties. I do feel like we're on a good path. The financial planning piece is coming together and we've taken a good, serious look at where we're at and what we to do as we move forward. Jeffries said she will bring a positive outlook to the job. I think it's important for us to look at the hopeful pieces in our community and the opportunities, and with that hopefulness drown out some of the negativity. I just hope we can go forward in a less divisive and positive way. I think that is good for all of us. The municipal election takes place October 20th.